Hey there, Stoic Squad. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, your daily dose of power, presence, and perspective with your girl Madison Lane. You know that feeling when you're beating yourself up over a little slip-up? Maybe you spilled coffee on your favorite shirt or said the wrong thing in a meeting. Boom, self-criticism strikes like a road ninja. Ever notice how it feels like this inner critic is always there, ready to rain on our parade? Well, today, we're tackling that beast head-on and learning how to let go of those negative thoughts. Because trust me, holding onto self-criticism isn't just bad for your mental health, it actually holds you back from living your best life. Think about it. When you're constantly criticizing yourself, you're blocking out all the good stuff, the progress you've made, your unique talents, and those moments of pure joy. So how do we break free from the self-criticism cycle? Here are five Stoic gems that can help you transform your inner critic into a supportive cheerleader. 1. Recognize the thoughts. The first step is awareness. Start noticing when those critical thoughts pop up. Label them for what they're just thoughts, not facts. They're like annoying flies buzzing around your head. Don't let them land and bite. Remember, you're not your thoughts. You are a being of immense power and potential, capable of choosing how you respond to these internal voices. 2. Question your critic. Next, ask yourself some tough questions. Is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Would I say this to a friend who was struggling? Chances are, the answer is no. Self-criticism often stems from unrealistic expectations and comparing ourselves to others. Remember, everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own path and celebrate your wins, big or small. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is where things get really powerful. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Imagine your inner critic as a scared little child who needs comfort and reassurance. Offer yourself words of encouragement, like I'm learning and growing, or I'm doing my best. 4. Focus on your values. When self-criticism starts creeping in, redirect your attention to what truly matters to you. What are your core values? How can you align your actions with those values? Remember, living a life aligned with your values brings genuine fulfillment and reduces the need for external validation. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we're all human. We make mistakes, stumble, and have off days. Instead of beating ourselves up about it, see these imperfections as opportunities to learn and grow. Remember, progress isn't linear. There will be ups and downs. The key is to keep moving forward with grace and resilience. So imagine this. You wake up feeling a little down on yourself because you overslept and missed your workout. Your inner critic starts chirping away, saying things like you're lazy or you'll never achieve your goals. But instead of letting those thoughts control you, you pause, take a deep breath, and remember what we talked about today. You recognize that these are just thoughts, not facts. You question their validity. Did I really sleep through my alarm on purpose? Or am I simply human and sometimes prone to oversleeping? And then you practice some self-compassion, reminding yourself that it's okay to have off days. You acknowledge your values, health, and well-being and decide to focus on what you can control. Making a healthy breakfast and taking a short walk later in the day. By applying these Stoic principles, you transform that self-critical voice into a source of strength and motivation. You choose to view setbacks as learning opportunities and celebrate your progress along the way. You embrace imperfection, knowing that it's part of what makes you uniquely human. So, my dear Stoic Squad, remember this. Letting go of self-criticism isn't about becoming perfect, it's about embracing who you are, flaws and all, and striving to be the best version of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies do you use to manage your inner critic? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It truly helps spread the Stoic wisdom far and wide. Until next time, keep it Stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.